I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Ballet Theater's fall ballet is called A Choreographer's Evening. Choreography by Twyla Tharp, by George Balanchine, and also by our guest, Joshua Bergas. Joshua, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
A return visit to IU. You directed actually for the Ballet Theater a short piece for On the Edge, and then we're back for theater events, Most Happy Fella and West Side Story. And this time, you're working with music by IU's own David Baker, and you've had a chance to actually meet him and work a little bit with him so far.
Yeah, it's been a real honor to be able to put this project together with David Baker. One of the great things about it is that in The Baker Dances, the name of the ballet, we use three different pieces of his. Each one is very different than the other. So it really shows the spectrum of his compositions.
Indeed, I was looking for this and seeing aspects of Andy, and then there's a little bit of the boogie-woogie from the piano trio that he wrote for the Beaux-Arts Trio, and a piece of his called 5M Calypso. And how is David involved in the actual musical presentation?
He is conducting the 5M Calypso, which is a fantastic, energetic piece, and he's also coaching the piano trio.
You actually had some contact with David when you were working on West Side Story.
I did. When we were putting together the project, the university needed the information for the ballet. They needed to know what the title of the ballet was. And I was still going through the music, and I had no idea what music we were going to use, so I couldn't give them a title. And they were going to print with the banners and all that. So my stage manager at West Side Story said, "Too bad you can't just call it To Be Announced, TBA. And I thought, yeah, that's too bad. And then it was about 24 hours later when I realized that you could change the A to the D and it could be called The Baker Dances. And that's how we came up with this title before we knew what music we were going to use.
I was looking at your resume, and in addition to performing yourself, you seem to be guesting on both coasts and in the middle. Tell us a little bit about how you worked up a career as sort of a freelance artist yourself, and then as a choreographer and director. How did this happen?
I'm based in New York, and most of the work out of New York is freelance. So I have an agency that books me out to certain places, and most of those places are theaters. They're professional theaters. And then I make these contacts at universities and do residencies like this. I love the educational process and supporting these students before they get out into the real world.
We were talking a little bit about the production of West Side Story that involved four different departments at IU, all with radically different schedules. And you mentioned that really you hadn't gotten everyone all together until really dress week, I think, of the show. What's the situation in terms of putting this one together?
Well, interesting, because it's a very aggressive program, this Choreographer's Evening. They have two very difficult Balanchine ballets and one very difficult Twyla Tharp ballet that they're rehearsing at the same time that we're creating the Baker Dances. So within a 4.5-hour period each day, all this is happening. One of the teachers of Violette Verdi said the other day that this place is like a factory. You could feel the heat coming off the floor from the dancing. There's a lot going on in that ballet department right now. It's very exciting.
We've been talking with Joshua Bergas about the upcoming A Choreographer's Evening, with choreography by George Balanchine, also by Twyla Tharp, and by Joshua Bergas himself, to music of David Baker. Showtime is 8 o'clock in the Musical Arts Center on October 8th and 9th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.